Welcome to this audio program, The Simplicity of Inner Peace, presented by Wendy Freer. Wendy is an expert in helping people sustain their health and success through proper energy management. She teaches meditation, creating sacred space, and stress management. She's worked with clients privately and in group settings, and you can find out more about Wendy and the services she offers at www.wendyfreer.com. You are listening to Part 5, Creating Space for Your Meditation.
Hi again. It's me, Wendy. Welcome back to the fifth module of Simplicity of Inner Peace, Creating Space for Your Meditation. I've been giving you lots of information in modules 1 through 4, and it's time for us to start pulling some of these things together and connecting the dots. We'll be doing some of that in this module, as well as in our final module titled Simplicity Within. For this module, here are a few things we'll be covering. First, I'm going to explain why you want a meditation space that is supportive of your etheric body. Then I'll give you some tips on how to create this supportive space. And finally, we'll talk about creating a routine to help with the regularity of your meditation. I'm also going to share some research I've found on different types of candles and why lighting a candle can be a beautiful way to begin your meditation. So let's take a minute to review. We know from Module 4 that besides a physical body, we also have subtle energetic bodies, and during meditation, we're likely to feel or become aware of these subtle energy bodies. Our etheric body feels and is most tangible through the quality of vibration, but you can also feel qualities of light or color in your etheric when you meditate. These qualities help deepen our meditation and bring us to stillness, where the feelings of well-being and inner peace can reveal themselves. Then we have our astral body, which includes our mind and emotions and is home to samskaras and belief systems. The astral body is often the source of interference in our meditation. Those interferences can manifest as thoughts or pain in the body. An energetic meditation technique like the Awakening the Third Eye meditation is geared towards feeling rather than thinking, so it becomes easier to let go of the mind. And the quicker you let go of the mind and rest on feelings or sensations of vibration, light, or color, the easier your meditation will be. By regularly practicing the Awakening the Third Eye meditation, you also begin to awaken your whole body of energy, also known as the etheric body. The third eye lends itself to feelings of well-being or bliss. It's important to know that it is not true of all forms of meditation. Some forms of meditation try to stay away from the etheric or the life force energy of the body and just give you something to focus on or observe or repeat. And in those styles, there is not going to be this sense of pleasure that comes with resting in the third eye or on the etheric body. So, to have a great meditation, we want to be in a place that supports our etheric body. We want to give our etheric body a comfortable place to rest. And by doing that, it will become more still or quiet, and that will create more stillness in the astral body as well. So here's the important part. Basically, what I'm saying is that a happy etheric is essential for a deep meditation. A happy etheric stays quiet and is less likely to go along with the agitation of the mind. An unhappy etheric will amplify the agitation of the mind and make you feel like you have pain everywhere. Cultivating the third eye enlivens the etheric and helps put us in touch with feelings of well-being. The sensation of well-being is very important because it's like a superior lubricant in your meditation. But you will not feel that sense of well-being or pleasure unless you're doing an energy-based meditation. With the third eye meditation, this sense of well-being can reverberate globally into the whole of your energy. bringing physical comfort, which is essential for stillness and connection to your own inner peace. Now onto some guidelines for creating a room or area where you're going to meditate. Remember, we want your meditation area to support your etheric body. Because of all the things I just talked about, we're going for pleasure and well-being as a foundation to our meditation. Guideline number one, meditating in the same spot every day. Finding a good spot to meditate is half the work, and here's why. If you meditate in the same place every day, the energy of your meditation will build up there in that spot. Your etheric body will become attuned to this energy that remains in and around the spot where you meditate. And when you just walk towards your meditation area, you and your etheric body will automatically begin to let go into your meditation. Remember, your etheric body feels. If you build up a meditative energy in the same spot every day, your etheric body will know what to expect when you walk towards that area. This is a concept that is more deeply covered in my Creating Sacred Space workshops. On a physical level, it's good to make your meditation spot special in some way. Perhaps you can create an area of your room that will be dedicated to just meditating. That would mean that you don't do other activities in that particular part of the room, or throw dirty clothes there, or things like that. Some people are lucky enough to have a whole room dedicated to meditation. But the reality is that you can pick a spot in a corner of your room, or near the bed, or close to a wall, and make that work just as well. Meditating on your bed, if that's the only spot you can make work, is okay, but it won't be as physically supportive as sitting on the floor or on a chair, and may make it harder to keep your spine straight. Having said that, sometimes when I travel and stay in hotels, I do meditate on the bed. The main point I'm trying to make here is that the energy builds up when you meditate in the same place over and over. So if you always sit in the same place to meditate, and you dedicate that spot to meditation, you're likely to drop into your meditation quicker. So my advice is to find a place that works and stick with it. The second guideline for creating your meditation space is to douse for earth lines. When I teach the Awakening the Third Eye workshop, I also teach people to douse for earth lines. Not because I want them to become expert dowsers, but because I want them to find a good meditation spot in their home. Simply put, earth lines are the planet's way of releasing toxins, kind of like when we sweat. These earth lines are great for breaking things down, so they're perfect for things like compost piles, but not so good to sleep on or meditate on, since that's when you want your body of energy to spread and recover. Sitting on an earth line during your meditation is not ideal because your etheric body is not going to want to spread or open to a toxic environment. You see, your etheric body has its own intelligence. And if your etheric body does not spread, that will make you feel more agitation in your body. If you do not know how to douse, you can do one of two things. One, you can buy a book like the Awakening the Third Eye book by Dr. Samuel Sagan that teaches how to make your own dowsing rods as well as how to douse. Or, my suggestion is that if you're meditating in a spot for a week or so and you just can't get comfortable there, simply try another spot and see if it's any better. This technique also helps you learn to listen to the inner knowing of your body of energy. The third guideline for creating your meditation space is to minimize electricity in and around the area where you meditate. Another thing that could affect your etheric is electricity. Your etheric body could easily pick up on the sharp or prickly nature of electricity, and that is going to be counterproductive to feeling pleasure. So try to find a place to meditate where you're not too close to electrical clocks, computers, mobile phones, TVs, things like that. Now write this down. When it comes to meditation, less is better. The more your space is open and empty, the easier it will be to spread and drop deep in your meditation. It's also very helpful to create a consistent time or routine for your meditation, as well as finding a good place to meditate. You want to find a good time to meditate or create a consistent routine. Take a minute and just try to feel, what's the best time of day for you to meditate? You see, the etheric body loves routine. It likes to know when we are going to eat. It prefers a consistent bedtime and a consistent wake-up time. And it will get on board much easier with your meditation if you create a consistent routine for your meditation. So what do I mean by that? Here's an example of my routine. Each morning I wake up, I shower, I have a drink of water, and I go to sit for my meditation. That happens every day, whether I'm home or traveling. The routine doesn't change, although sometimes the time does. But since my etheric remembers the routine, it is much easier to follow this routine without interruption or resistance. So what if you don't have time to meditate in the morning like I do? Perhaps it's easier for you to meditate after work or in the evening before bed. What I want you to remember here is that it's the routine that's important. So, for example, if you can only meditate after you get home from work, then I would suggest when you get home, you wash the day out of your system by washing your hands and face or maybe even taking a quick shower. Put on meditation clothes that are comfortable. I personally prefer cotton or natural fabrics because they breathe better. And then sit for your meditation. You see, that way you've created a routine that works for you and trains your etheric. Many people tell me that they like to meditate before bedtime, and I think that is a beautiful way to move into your sleep time. Just be sure you're not so tired that you fall asleep during your meditation. Now let's talk a bit about making your meditation space special. One thing I really like to do is to light a candle before my meditation. If you take a minute to gaze at the flame of your candle before you start your meditation, and also when you end your meditation, it creates a very beautiful transition in and out of the meditation space. These gradual transitions are important. The last thing you want to do is startle yourself out of a meditation, because then your etheric is not going to be as receptive to meditating again, because it's going to be on guard, waiting to be startled, and you won't drop as deeply into your meditation next time. There is one more thing about candles that I have experienced. The flame of a candle brings a resonance with the fourth part of the subtle body model that I didn't really say too much about in Module 4, and that's the higher self or the spirit. You may have heard it expressed in many spiritual traditions that at the core of our being, we are a flame of immortality or cosmic fire. And in my experience, the flame of a candle helps remind me or connect me with the part of myself that is simply cosmic fire and immortal. Having suggested candles as a beautiful addition to your meditation, I feel very responsible to share what I've learned about candles by doing some research. There are lots of different kinds of candles, but many candles are made of paraffin, which is a petroleum-based product. And although these candles seem safe, they are a huge source of indoor air pollution and create highly toxic chemicals known to be carcinogens when they are burnt. Soy candles are an alternative to paraffin, but the research I've done suggests that almost all soy in North America is genetically modified, either on purpose or because it has been contaminated by nearby farms that are using GMO seed. So that is something you want to research. With all that said, I don't think that there is any physical harm from using soy candles made from GMO soy. There are also palm wax candles, which are non-toxic, lead-free, non-GMO, and come from a rapidly renewable resource. My personal all-time favorite candles are beeswax. They're not only safe, but have the added benefit of helping clean indoor air. I find my etheric body is happy to open to the scent and warm glow of beeswax candles more than any other candles I've tried. Beeswax is about as natural a product as you can find. It is simply a natural wax that is made by bees and collected from the hives by beekeepers. It has a light scent of honey, which I find enjoyable and soothing. Beeswax releases negative ions when it burns. You've probably heard about the benefit of negative ions when walking near the ocean. The other thing about these negative ions is that they pull pollen, dust, dirt, and pollutants out of the air, creating a healthier indoor environment. Your etheric is going to love that. Make sure to look for 100% beeswax, as some companies will use only a portion of beeswax mixed with regular paraffin and then label them as beeswax candles. This isn't what you want. Go for the truly pure beeswax candles. Then there's the question of scented versus unscented. Some candles are scented with essential oils, but recently I read that burning essential oils may transform their molecular structure into toxic byproducts. Again, this is something you'd want to research. The other scented candles often contain artificial scents and dyes, which release additional chemicals when burned. On top of that, many scented candles have wicks that contain heavy metals like lead, and even a few hours of burning them can create unacceptable levels of airborne heavy metals. So my suggestion is always to choose unscented candles over artificially scented candles or even candles scented with essential oils. So let's wrap up here with a review of what I just told you about today. When you meditate, you want to support your etheric body by having as little around you as possible. That way your etheric is much more likely to spread and begin to experience a sense of well-being. An energy-based meditation, like the third eye meditation, allows you to get in touch with a sense of well-being or pleasure, and that makes it easier to sit comfortably and be still. It's best to meditate in the same spot every day and create a meditation routine. And lastly, not all candles are created equal. As always, I look forward to connecting with you in the next module. Until then, be glorious.
Thanks for listening, and we trust you enjoyed this module of the audio program, The Simplicity of Inner Peace, presented by Wendy Freer and Engage the Flow. You can contact Wendy at www.wendyfreer.com or by email at wendy@wendyfreer.com. That is Wendy Freer, spelled W-E-N-N-D-I-F-R-E-E-R.